This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Disgusting, peg-like, rat-like, sneaky, lying, anti-Christian demon running around at the Vatican. He probably has to tuck his little forked tail in, you know, there at the big pervert base, pedophile base that the Vatican's been turned into. I mean, I think nobody denies that. Like, conspiracy theory, there's pedophiles in the Vatican. Conspiracy theory, there are bats in caves. Conspiracy theory, there are fish in the ocean. Pope. Turd eater. You know why I say that? He's the one that says that those of us that are nationalists or question the media love feces and have sex with it. Nobody, that comes out of your brain. So you are now known as Pope Poop Eater. Oh my gosh, he's a religious pontiff. How dare you, hate speech. He said hearing about Christian roots of Europe disgust him. He's a disgusting person. Let's go back to Pope Poop. Go back to him. Please. I'm in a really angry mood today. Yeah, let's go to the headline, people. He says that populism is evil, close quote. Pope Poopus issued a veiled warning, nothing veiled about it, about Donald Trump's populism is evil. Yeah, the people being involved, the people wanting something, the people, 1776, there's nothing more terrible. By the way, turnabout's fair play. I have free speech to say whatever I want about the Pope, but a lot of people say, oh, he's a good communist, so you're not supposed to talk bad about him. He said people that like Trump like to have sex with feces. Okay? Said it 3 months ago. He said that nationalists are evil. He said Christians in Europe are, it's crazy. Look, go be a devil worshiper or something, man. Just stop saying you're a Christian leader. When it's well known in the London Guardian report, they use pedophilia and the scandals to get control of the Vatican and put you in there. I'm not saying you're a pedophile. I'm just saying, you know, you can't swing a stick in the dark at the Vatican and not hit in Sandusky. Pope Francis compares fake news consumption to eating feces, London Guardian. See, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding, folks. They're the ones up in the rhetoric to this level. So I compare him to someone that has now taken over the Vatican and helped cover up all the priest abuse. That's right. But it's okay. The liberal media leaves him alone now because he says he doesn't like Europe being Christian and wants the borders to be open to Muslims to just flood in and do whatever they want and engage in all the different crimes. And I have a whole stack of news here today where they're slitting people's throats and murdering their husband in front of their kids and raping women en masse and, you know, five murders a day in little towns now and just total insane bedlam. And Trump says, man, you heard what happened in Sweden last night. Oh, nothing happened in Sweden. Fake news, man. It's crazy. Now I'm starting to settle down a little bit. I've been a little bit angry today, and I haven't hit our big story yet. And I'm not doing this on purpose. I just haven't gotten to it. So I'm going to hit it when we come back and then go to our guest. Donald Trump sends B-52 nuclear bombers to South Korea. I'm going to explain why this is a big deal. After North fires missile at Japan and U.S. warns of overwhelming response. And leftist media, I saw this morning, was like, Trump's a warmonger. Trump's out of control. We have a defense treaty with South Korea and with Japan. With Seoul and Tokyo, and Kim Jong-un is a perfect delusional nobody, never worked a day in his life, being worshipped as a god emperor over his communist hellhole. You know, that every little trendy spoiled brat in Austin wants to be part of him, serious. Or, you know, China, at least, communist Chinese, they love it. Just total fruitcakes, just begging to be slaves. And so he's threatening to attack everybody, so this is an escalation. Again, another precious little commie threatening to start World War III, and now it's Donald Trump's fault, he just moved nuclear weapons. You know, so they can be launched and dropped on top of his head in 30 minutes. And the communist Chinese asked for all this. They're using North Korea to stir stuff up. And China, who the United States built up, who the globalists put commies in charge of, just needs to sit down and shut up. China, you can't even keep your own house in order. You're a bunch of blood drinkers.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in.
He was part of a produced video by Prager University called Why I Left the Left that got millions of views. Dave Rubin is one of the few people when I would watch the Young Turks occasionally I could actually listen to it. I'm not just saying that. The arrogance, the ignorance of the other people, it was like watching folks with a third grade education tell me how rocket science or moon landings operate. And I'm not claiming I'm some super intellectual, but what is this thing on the left where they're just these geniuses that know everything and everybody else is an idiot and everybody else is a moron? And then I go out on the streets at these anti-Trump demonstrations and it's like Day of the Dead, and I don't mean just a few people. Half of them seem like they've gotten out of mental institutions. You'll have hundreds of men come by and go, F you, white male, when they're white guys. They're totally racist against white people, which is just racism to begin with. And none of it makes sense. It's like mass insanity. I never called myself a conservative. The media did because I was pro-gun and pro-sovereignty. But a lot of stuff the left was for, decriminalization of marijuana. I don't want a bunch of wars. Remember, I was a big liberal, they said, when Bush was in. That wasn't the case. But, man, there are so many Zombo videos that even our crew shoots in Austin that I can't even play them all. It's not like we're cherry-picking. And I mean tongues hanging out, like in the 1970s remake of The Body Snatchers. Maybe we can find that where Peter Sutherland, you know, she goes, oh, it's you. And he goes, and points at her. I'm not kidding. And they won't talk to you. They won't give you ideas. And then they just scream, racist, 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 racist. And if we've got reporters that are minorities, they'll scream the same thing at them. It is, I don't know what it is, but it's like one of the ladies on the Young Turks. When they invited me up, I'm walking by at the RNC, and I mean, I could do interviews all day if I wanted to. And they say, hey, you want to come on the show? One of their minions. I'm like, yeah, we're coming back later. So then I thought I was invited. I did jump up without asking, thinking it'd be fun. A lot of folks were doing that. And then they blow up. Then they say Roger Stone wanted to get on there. He was like 30 feet away and wouldn't come on. Then they lied and said, Roger Stone, let me tell you what just happened. About 10 minutes ago, you'd say, Roger Stone tried to rush up here with Alex Jones. And I wasn't putting up with that. No, I jumped up on stage. He didn't do that. And then it was all, I'm a racist. And they say, you're a fat effing this and that. I don't call people fat Fs. I mean, I've been overweight myself. I think it's okay to criticize people that, you know, say, I'll weigh 800 pounds if I want. You're going to pay my medical bills. But I don't hate fat people. I've lost like 80 pounds in the last 5 years. But the point is that they're such hypocrites. And they're banning whiteboards at colleges all over the country because someone might write something. And that's like saying, get rid of books. Someone might write something. Get rid of paper. It's like a new dark age. And I'm a Christian. But I like, you know, the Christianity, they actually read the Bible about Christ and all that. I totally love Christ. I love Jesus Christ. I don't love the interpretation of the churches growing up telling me I'm a devil, I'm going to hell, so they're up on some high horse. So I kind of figured it out, and then I noticed other people already figured it out. But I understood more and more. It's like, this is like being screamed at you're going to hell, but it's a liberal hell, and they're the authority, and you're the sinner, but instead of being the devil that's influencing me, it's all this evil right-wingness and the fact that I even exist, you see. And so it is, by every form, a cult. They want to control the language. There's always new language you're supposed to use. They're telling you you can't be male or female, or that might hurt somebody. I mean, this is mass insanity. I know there's social engineering involved, but I think it's gotten away from what even Gloria Steinem admitted at the CIA they were doing, you know, with trying to break the family up. So, joining us for the rest of the hour is Dave Rubin on YouTube, Rubin Report. And, of course, I just love the fact that he's already more popular on average, you know, than the Young Turks, who've been around for years and had Google behind them and YouTube behind them. And I should add, we have been banned off Google Adroll now, that sub company. We're getting blocked on Twitter and Facebook. So the big age of censorship's here. So thank God we're on over 200 radio stations. And thank God we have our own website, Infowars.com. Because listen, folks, it's intensifying. And we've seen more censorship the last month ourselves than we saw the previous 5 years. So listen, it's accelerating. It's bad. And there may come a time very soon where you can't even hear us on the internet because they're kicking Breitbart off their apps. I mean, this is systematic, okay? So I want to talk to Dave Rubin. We haven't pre-planned this, just about the state of the world, where this is going, how he went from being a, quote, leftist, because I get it. He's be some good on the left, to just saying these people are insane, and where is this going? Because it seems like in any cult, like Islam, it's got to get more and more radical, because the most radical then becomes whoever is in control. So it's like the left is like a sun imploding. It's like the gravity's a black hole, and the very worst now, the most mentally ill, are in charge. So, Dave Rubin, great to have you here with us today. Of course, great to see you on the Joe Rogan podcast as well.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, Alex. And by the way, I think you might be suffering from a little PTSD because of what happened at the RNC. You forgot to mention that one of their guys spit in your face and then ran away. So, you know, this is the tolerance of the left. And before we even start here, I should say that, you know, the amount of crap that I'm going to get for even talking to you, even though, as you just said, we planned none of this. I spoke to your guy for literally 10 seconds to check audio. Obviously, you're not going to control what I'm going to say. I'm not going to control what you're going to say.
Oh, the left always thinks we're colluding because they would make us have hours of meetings before they talk. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. And we don't. So we're going to do this. I have no idea what you're going to ask me. As you know, I'm a free speech absolutist. We can go anywhere. I'm happy to do that.
I want you to, you're a smart guy. I really want to hear wherever you want to go. I've got plenty of stuff to get into. All I'm saying is they're like raging authoritarians calling us fascists when I always really thought of myself as a classical liberal.
Well, look, classical liberal, that really is the new political term that people have to understand, that liberalism at its core is about live and let live. Now, that has nothing to do with the modern left that is about authoritarianism, that is about the collective that wants to judge us all on these immutable characteristics of color and race and ethnicity and sexuality and gender and all of these things. They keep telling everyone else that they're the racists, they're the bigots, and yet they're constantly focused on those immutable traits. I view the individual as the most important thing. I only judge you, Alex Jones, on your thoughts and your actions. So if you say something that's smart and enlightened and that I agree with, that's fantastic. And if you say something that's nuts and crazy, then I would disagree with you. But I don't think that you, Alex Jones, represent white people or 43-year-old men or guys who live in Austin or any of that stuff. I think you represent you. That is the heart of liberalism. Now, that sounds a lot like modern-day libertarianism, and we can get into
it's Martin Luther King
thinking about that. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's simple. I go to a restaurant, whether white people, black people own it, if the food's good. I buy music no matter what color they are if I like it. I always thought that was what was liberal, is you were open to anything that you liked and enjoyed, and you were tolerant of others, not you will use our exact words, and you will do exactly as we say.
Of course, and now they've tricked you to think that if you're a white guy wearing dreadlocks that you're somehow racist and you're culturally appropriating, and if you eat Chinese food, it's insane. But what you said earlier about the black hole, I think, is an interesting analogy here, because it will never end. There is no end to this hole. This is what I've tweeted this a lot, that there's no bottom here. They're never going to get to a place where they go, okay, we got what we wanted, we got the control we wanted, and we have utopia. Because what they're telling you is that if only their guys were in power, if only Bernie was in power and Keith Ellison was in power and all of these far left guys, if only they were in power, magically society would be fantastic.
Well, exactly. But they're trying to bring an actual anti-language, anti-communication, anti-debate. The only place I see that is in the most hardcore cults make you follow only set language. It's always changing. They're always persecuting and, you know, pulling somebody out to peck on them and surround them and bully them. I mean, everything they say they're against is what they are. And I'm asking you, because you've been inside with these people, what the hell's going on? Because they're some of the best comedy out there until you realize it's so dangerous and they've got our kids in schools.
Yeah, well, look, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So I don't think that on face value that all of these people are inherently bad people who are trying to, you know, bring some authoritarian, communist, socialist control. I don't think they even realize what they're doing. I think most of the people, we can talk about some of the leaders and the higher ups and some of the people in media who you mentioned, but I think the average person that is into these ideas truly believes that minorities are oppressed in America, that women are oppressed in America, that Muslims are oppressed in America. We live in the freest, greatest society that there is. I would not want to live in any other country. I'm a married gay man. I don't want any extra credit for it. I wanted equal rights. Now I got it. And now I want to be able to vote the way anyone else.
And let me ask you this. Have you gotten a bunch of hate from right-wingers for that?
No. I mean, the truth is I haven't. The truth is I haven't. And that's a great point. I'm glad you asked it, because all I've gotten, even every single day, I'd be glad to forward you emails later so that you know I'm not making this up. Every single day, I get emails from Christian conservatives in the middle of the country saying, you know what, Dave, you're liberal, you're gay, blah, blah, blah. I tend not to agree with you on this or that. You're not a believer. But I absolutely respect your opinions, the way you treat your show, the way you talk to your guests. I've sat across here in my studio is in my home. I have a home studio. I've sat across from people who've told me that they don't believe in gay marriage as they're in my home where I live. Bishop Barron, who's from the Archdiocese here in L.A., we had an incredible discussion about it. And guess what? I didn't feel the need to get him to admit that he was for gay marriage. We had a great discussion about it.
And you didn't hit him over the head like they do at these Berkeley events where they're now pepper spraying, tasering people in Missouri. It's getting real. I'm really worried. Do you think the violence is escalating? And if so, why?
Yeah, well, look, it can only get worse unless the true roots of liberalism come back. And look, I do believe that that's happening, but we have a ton of work to do. But look, if you've pinned all of your intellectual opponents as racists and bigots and Islamophobes and blah, 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 If you've done that repeatedly, you keep pinning yourself into a box. And then eventually, what happens? The only way you can get out of that box is violence. So that's why when Richard Spencer, who I would probably disagree with on virtually everything, right?
He still has a right, though, as a white nationalist to go around, just like a Mexican nationalist has the right. And Mecha La Raza, same group, just different skin color, same ideology, absolutely, just a different perspective. They don't deserve to be beat up.
Absolutely, and that's the whole point of free speech. If free speech, everyone says, well, I'm for free speech. But then suddenly when someone says something that they don't like Richard Spencer, then it's okay to punch Nazis.
Then have MSM promote organized violence. That was what was very Nazi-like, was to have the news organizing violence against a group you don't like.
Right, so this concept is crazy. So if you say, all right, Richard Spencer's a Nazi. Now, first off, I'm not even defending Richard Spencer. I'm defending his ability to speak. That's number one.
Because if he loses his, we lose ours.
Of course. And what the ultimate end game of this, what the next logical step is, so you have people saying they can't speak. Okay, now you move past
that. Well, sure. This is key. When I was growing up and in college, it was the right wing that wanted to curtail free speech a little bit, and I was against it and didn't like that. It was the left that would always defend it. They were the ones that would say, let the KKK march, and I'd go out and protest them. There's video. Since when did we get that the left, who was always the defenders of free speech, turn into that? And then get back to your other point.
Yeah, well, look, everything is changing. We're in a major horseshoe theory moment right now where the two sides are, you know, the fringes are really becoming one crazy thing. So I would say that the left has gotten much worse just in the last 5 years alone. And it obviously has a lot to do with the way they treat Islam, which Islam as a doctrine, as a set of ideas, is a hugely regressive idea. Yet the progressives somehow treat it at the top of their oppression Olympics as if it's the most virtuous thing. This is crazy. But getting back to the earlier point, the idea about punching Nazis. So if you say, okay, they can't speak. Well, now you say, all right, if they do speak, we're allowed to punch them. Well, what are you really saying? What you're really, you know, when Richard Spencer got punched, he could have been killed, right? I mean, the guy could have hit him in a way that cracked his,
hit his head on the concrete.
Yeah, could have been killed.
And I've seen people killed getting hit like that.
Exactly. So what you're saying then is, okay, actually you can kill people that you label Nazis. And then if you say that, well, are we allowed to blow up his house? Can you, what if his kid's there?
How about his family?
All of those things. And then you got to keep going with the logic. And this is what the left unfortunately doesn't do. Well, what's next? If I, Dave Rubin, a liberal, if I sit down with someone considered to be alt-right, who they'll now label a Nazi, now can you come after me? Am I okay as the subject of violence? And this is the problem. It is a slippery slope. And by the way, it's going to come for everybody. What they don't realize is that Bernie Sanders is a rich white man with three houses. He just got a new one on a lake. He has three houses. One day, Bernie Sanders will say something that goes against them, and he will be the enemy, because this is an ideology rooted in constant new oppression, and you have to find new enemies to attain power.
Let me raise this next question then. Obviously, race-based politics works. That's why it's gone on all over the world in history, or religion-based. So now the left, where the Democrats were just 60 years ago, they're going back to race-based politics, but with the minorities, and trying to basically invoke this. The Drudge Report has an article today with the Univision host on there, Ramos, George Ramos, basically saying, hey, we're the new people, we're the majority, get used to it. But again, why are you identifying as Hispanic? I'll identify as an American, so you got property rights, religious rights, gun rights, and all this other stuff. I would want that birthright. See, I'm thinking about their brains, not what color they are. So then you expand from there. Why would the left, and I think this is their jump the shark moment, openly embrace Islam? You expose it, I expose it, others expose it. Horowitz first exposed it accurately. I didn't believe it 12 years ago when I read his book on Holy Alliance. It was so crazy that the left was going to be allied. But I guess his parents were communists. He knew. They come out and say, we are allied with it. We're spreading it. It's good. All women should wear the hijab. And they have TV ads in Europe, the U.S., saying, join the most radical forms of Islam, which is the most monotheistic, oppressive, male hierarchy thing on earth, Stone Age level. Beyond that crazy town crap, I have multiple daughters. I mean, it fundamentally pisses me off. And then they tell me I'm an effing white male that hates women, and at feminist marches, they're running around saying Allah Akbar, which is illegal in an Islamic country. So I'm just saying, this is total insanity. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, you know, first to the Jorge Ramos point, you know, it was interesting. I saw the clip, and he said it's not their country, it's ours. But that's exactly what he would say they're saying to him. So this is a very huge flaw in logic. There's a big jump that's missing.
Yeah, the whites are saying this is our country. He's saying, no, it's ours.
It's our,
well, no, the whites really aren't saying that. They don't want brainwashed leftist Hispanics driving down wages, running around with the social justice warriors. Thank God, though, it's not mainly Hispanics. Why do you think mainly the people running around being the big bullies, or you may disagree, why is it mainly white people and white women?
Well, I think the coming after white people and coming after Christian people and anyone that has any sort of, you know, traditional views on life or anything, it's just incredibly easy. And that goes back to what I said earlier about how I get all this mail now from Christian conservatives and conservatives of all sorts of religions and believers and not believers saying that I have traditional values. I disagree with you on all this stuff. But I like your ability to sit there and have a conversation because that's what liberalism is. Going after Christians is absurdly easy because guess what? They're not going to kill you. They're not going to kill you. And in most cases, actually these days, they don't silence you either. And the proof of that is look what's going on the college campuses. Of course, I know you know this, but, you know, wherever Milo speaks, and now it's gone from Milo to Ben Shapiro to, you know, Charles Murray and plenty of other people, and I've been protested, which is completely absurd.
Yeah, why do they have no idea that what they're doing looks horrible?
I don't think they care. I don't think they care because if everyone that you disagree with
echo chamber
proven that they're a racist and a bigot and a Nazi and a homophobe, then you're morally right. And that also goes to what you said earlier about this site. It's become a religion. These are the people that are supposed to be anti-religion, right? They hate religion. Who do they hate the most? They hate Christian conservatives.
But they act like the most oppressive zealots I've ever seen.
Yeah. And look, and then when you toss Islam into this, and I know it's very important, that we separate Islam, which is a set of ideas and a doctrine, versus Muslim people. There are millions and millions.
I had a lot of great friends in college and still do that are Muslim, but they were people that fled it, and, you know, their moms and sisters aren't wearing hoods over their heads and can have a life. Exactly. I don't want, like, super poor, third world, orthodox, oppressive, women can't come out without hoods on their heads. That's not acceptable.
Well, not only is it not acceptable, but look, you know, you can look at this woman, Linda Sarsour, who is now a hero of the left, who, if you look on her, you know, she was arrested because yesterday at Trump Tower, I guess, for public disorder or whatever it is. But she's a hero of the left. Oh, there you go. You got it up right there.
She's the fourth from the left.
This woman has repeatedly defended Sharia law publicly on Twitter. And not only that, she's attacked Ayaan Hirsi Ali. There's a tweet. She's since deleted it. She's also blocked me on Twitter, of course, because I called her out on it. But she attacked Ayaan Hirsi Ali and said that something to the effect of she shouldn't have a vagina. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with Ayaan Hirsi Ali. She's a Somali refugee who underwent female genital mutilation.
That's incredible.
Okay, not only did she do that, then she was going to be married, I think at 14 years old, to her own cousin in Somalia. She fled Somalia, eventually makes it to Holland, where she's thrilled with freedom. She becomes a member of parliament, and what happens? Her friend Theo van Gogh, Vincent van Gogh's grandson, who's doing a documentary on Islam and free speech and some other stuff, is killed in the middle of the street in broad daylight. They pin a note saying, Ayaan, we're coming for you next. She's now moved to the States here, and now is one of the greatest people on earth defending true feminism, defending true Western values and liberalism. And who's she hated by? She's hated by the left.
And let's expand on that, because women under Orthodox Islam are Stockholm syndrome. They're allowed to go out and bully the women in Islam, and now I guess women in the West, into submitting to it. It's like a weird form of cuckolding or something. You know, people don't know what that is. I guess it's where you let like 10 guys have sex with your wife in front of you. There seems to be like this bizarre hatred of the West. So if we bring in the most radical forms of Islam and then hold it up and accept it and then let them, as I've been at the rallies in New York and D.C. and Austin, they're being led by radical Islamicists. And I'm like, is this really happening?
But the thing is, they don't know what's happening. What they think that they're doing, and this is why intentions matter, and it's important for us and for people that actually use logic and reason to look at these people and not say, okay, they're all inherently evil. What's happening is they think that Muslim people are being oppressed, whatever that means. Now, we have no laws against Muslim people. I have Muslim friends. I had Muslim friends over.
No, I got it. But there's a lot of Muslims that don't get in the melting pot. They want to make us submit.
Sure, absolutely. And that's why we have to fight ideology. Because if you think about the truth of it, is that in any place that Islam, the doctrine of Islam spreads, whether it be, whether we're talking about in the Middle East or we're talking about in all these places in Europe that are having these huge problems right now in Paris and in London and in Brussels.
No, wait, Trump's lying. The media said nothing's happening there. Stay right there. Dave Rubin's our guest on YouTube, Rubin Report. And we'll give you his website also when we come back as well. We're going to get into this and where he sees the, you know, the real classical left versus this new weird cult left, where all this is going, and then to see the so-called right wing being so tolerant and open, I think the left's bizarreness was really a way to educate the right wing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, I don't want to get into bashing the Young Turks because they've got their own thing and they had their own Islamist-funded TV show and they had their own thing on YouTube, backed by YouTube and pushed by YouTube. But the reason it's important is YouTube, Google, more and more, is censoring. They're coming in with controls. They admit they're doing it. Twitter and Facebook are really bad. And that's just not right. But I have seen their popularity wane a lot because it's just the left is so ridiculous now. So we're going to talk with our guest, Dave Rubin of DaveRubin.tv, here in just a moment and get into some of the other news around the world. Talk about North Korea. Talk about government worship and so much more. But before we do that, we have a lot of great nutraceuticals, and these were developed by the top scientists in the world. That's why third-party sites give us 5 stars, like Power Reviews, you name it. We have come out, after 10 years of research with Dr. Grubb, with the Myco ZX, It supports a normal fungal and yeast balance, which is out of control with most people in their gut. Flushes all that out. Proprietary blend of herbs and enzymes. Made with high-quality ingredients, 120 capsules. This is discounted 10% out of the gates because, by the way, it's going to sell out in like 2 or 3 days. I misestimated again, underestimated. It's like the toothpaste. It's so popular that that sold out in a mere days. More of that's going to come in soon. But notice, I don't just say stuff selling out for artificial scarcity or, you know, I mean, this is really happening. Sometimes we go 6 months before something comes in because we can't get the ingredients and have it to the top organic level. So it goes great with the biome defense probiotic that is the very best that we have. It's refrigerated. We send it to you refrigerated. You don't have to keep it refrigerated, but it's 50 billion live cultures and the extra strength, 25 billion in the regular formula. Goes together perfectly. InfoWarsStore.com. The herbicides, the pesticides, and the environment, they kill the good flora in your gut. Biome defense will displace the bad bacteria. That's what it's designed to do because you've lost the good ones. But MycoZX goes in with healthy known herbs and enzymes and knocks out the yeast and the mold and all the rest of the garbage that is wreaking havoc. I'm going to put out the full interview yesterday from Dr. Group on the shopping cart so folks can see that at InfoWarsStore.com or ForrestLife.com because it's just amazing how important this is, and your purchase is making the broadcast and our expansion possible. I intend to add a lot more shows, more TV stations, you name it, a lot of big stuff. DC Bureau, that's all getting set up right now because history's happening, and we've got to get on the offense. There's a lot of great people we're going to bring to the airwaves as well here. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If you sign up for the free newsletter, we send you exclusive articles and videos. Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, the good halogen, is 50% off. We never do that. Also, Prostaguard, leading competitor, has the same amount of salt palmetto, and it costs twice as much. But we have 9 other ingredients now to be healthy for your prostate and so much more. InfoWarsLive.com. And that's 50% off if you sign up for the newsletter. We'll send you a promo code today when the email goes out at 4 o'clock Central. PrisonPlanet.com is our backup site. InfoWars.com is our main site. I want to talk about censorship and how it's intensifying. But if I seem a little desperate at times, it's we're winning a lot of hearts and minds. And good, and nationalism's exploding and good things are happening. But they painted themselves in a corner, as Dave Rubin just said 10 minutes ago, whether it's the Pope or whether it's Merkel in Germany or Hollande in France or whoever. The Pope says, if you like Trump, you like having sex with feces. I mean, I'm not kidding. That's a quote. Or if you're for nationalism, you know, you're a horrible person. The quote was, nationalism and populism is evil. And then Glenn Beck goes on CNN and says, I'm very scared of nationalism. What are you talking about? We barely don't even have a country. So what they're saying is don't even have a country. Just don't even have any rules. Have nothing. But then they worship countries like North Korea or Venezuela where the state is God. Then they say today in the news, Trump's a warmonger. Look, Japan's begged for us to send B-52 bombers with nukes. They fired a bunch of missiles over the coast of Japan. They've almost hit the country. They're threatening to nuke it. They're threatening to attack the South, Seoul. It's only 25 miles from the border. They got 100,000 pieces of artillery aimed at it. This is your communist dreamland with a third-generation hereditary dictator. Put a crown on the guy, and it's Donald Trump's fault. Japan considers first strike options against North Korea since the first time since 1945, changing their constitution because Kim Jong-un disconnected his brother, you know, got caught trying to defect to Disney World. I'm not kidding, in Japan. So he just got assassinated 2 weeks ago. VX nerve gas for Derek just trying to go to Disney World. That's this cult. And the only place I see liberals crying and screaming in Europe and here, Trump, is when Kim Jong-il died. I'm not kidding. The only parallels I see, here, let's have some audio, is in hardcore Stalinist regimes. And so, again, when I say cult, I don't say this is a joke. If the left, by successive approximation, lets themselves just get into whatever the media tells them to act like and do, and, you know, Cuomo says, hey, you know, if your daughter doesn't like seeing a man's penis, a tranny, in her school bathroom, she's got a problem. She's not open. What the hell are you talking about? So it's a control trip. They want to dominate us. They want to control us. Other people get bullied into it. I've been ranting. You've got the floor here, Dave Rubin, again, who defected, again, not from North Korea, but from know, the Young Turks helped mow down and kill the Armenians. Why do they have that name? He denies that happened. You know, I mean, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, as far as the name of the show, I didn't even realize at the time when I started working there that there was this whole thing about the denial and that he had written this thing denying it. Subsequently, he's been challenged on it many times. I don't even, you know, he's an irrelevant buffoon.
But the Turks did kill over a million Armenians.
Well, look, the group that formed in the Ottoman Empire that was trying to bring about revolution was known as the Young Turk. So the idea that the name of the show doesn't have anything to do with it is kind of
Turkish.
By the way, for the people that criticize me, well, they say, Dave, you work there. I did not, I swear to you, I was not aware of this until the summer after I had left already, was the 100th anniversary of the Armenian genocide. And that's when all the news about this started bubbling.
Yeah, most people don't know those little factoids unless you were Armenian. And this is undisputed, edict by the Young Turks to murder, the Armenians. So this is undisputed. Go ahead.
You know, you can look, there's a quote from Hitler, which I'm going to slightly butcher, but he said, when people said, well, wait a minute, how are you going to get away with killing all the Jews in Europe? He said, well, look what the Turks did to the Armenians.
Yes.
They got it. So people can find that quote. That's real. But real quick, I want to back up for a second because you came in from commercial with the Steve Miller Band. And I just to prove that I don't go easy on the right, I was at a Steve Miller concert about a year ago in Orange County here outside L.A., and it's pretty known as a conservative place. And I was busted at a Steve Miller outdoor concert for smoking weed by some angry, you know, right-wing conservative. So I want to be clear on this. I am for liberty. I can smoke some weed.
No, absolutely. I'm not. Absolutely. I'm for decriminalization as well. There's a lot of hypocrites on the right. They're just not as viral. So getting back to the, I mean, I don't want to talk about the Young Turks all day. It's just the arrogance, and just from what I've seen, I'm not just saying this, it seems like, maybe I'm wrong, even their own fans are turning against them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see a ton of that, but that's because the left is not liberal anymore. And if you, once you realize that, once that little piece gets pulled out, the deck of cards starts crumbling real quick, and you realize, wait a minute, why is this always about more and more control? Progressives constantly scream about government, right? Government is wrong now, and Trump is evil, and Obama was evil when he was in charge, and George Bush, of course, was evil and all that. But what's the answer? It's always more government. This makes no sense. It's only if their magical people could just be in charge, then everything would be okay. It's a fake utopia that doesn't exist.
Yeah, Venezuela and North Korea and communist Russia, all these places are hellholes. Authoritarianism, big government always brings hell on earth and a little fat guy waddling around with generals.
Yeah, look, there's plenty of things if you want to go into it. We can discuss plenty of things that we like or dislike about Trump and have a healthy debate on that. But right now, is Trump coming for someone's freedom? Are you the threat to free speech right now, does that seem like it's coming from Trump or is it coming from the left? Now, we can talk about what Trump's doing with some of the media stuff, but the simple fact is the media has been horrible. The idea that for the last 8 years they had this White House correspondence dinner, which now Trump's not going to do, that showed you they were throwing it in our face how corrupt they were.
Oh, the Washington Post, everybody says, we've entered a great time of darkness and evil, an attack on the press. Trump's just said he's going to bypass the press. Mainstreamers are a bunch of liars. That's not censoring them. They've posted articles and op-eds in every major newspaper I've seen saying, kill Trump. Have riots, overthrow things, beat people up. They've got the faculty at these universities who's in the news bailing out the people that attack men, women, and children. So the claim that he's at war with speech when the left is the one trying to control speech and beating people up is just crazy.
Well, by the way, if he was for censoring the media, he would be trying to shut down news organizations. Now, I would be for a huge opening of the White House press corps. So I would let in a lot new organizations, which, by the way, he has let in some. You know, some people were saying, well, he's censoring the New York Times and CNN and a few others. He didn't let them into the gaggle, which is an off-the-record thing that they do after. You're not automatically entitled to that. Now, all that being said, does he have an authoritarian streak? Absolutely. Do I like all of the executive orders? No, and I didn't like them under Obama, and I didn't like them under George W. Bush. I think we should actually be governed by the Constitution, which means that the legislative branch, Congress, should write laws.
Sure, but they keep advocating their responsibility, so
absolutely.
At least Trump's using the executive power to transfer power, like TPP, kill that back to the people.
So, Alex, that right there, that's a great meaty place to have a conversation, that Congress is abdicating their power. Where are the laws? Have they tried to pass any law since Trump has become president.
No, finally they're trying to do this repeal, but it's not even repeal. It's another screw job the Republicans cooked up.
Yeah, look, and we all, of course, we should all be for single payer. That's the most sensible thing, that there is some, it's a combination of public and private. Now, I get it. If you're a pure libertarian in the purest sense, you want the government to have nothing to do with it. But in a functioning state that we have, that a single payer makes the most sense, where we have private insurers and it's just sort of facilitated by the government. I personally think that's okay, but I'm happy to argue with people on whether that's okay. But the point is, the meaty part of this is what you hit on a second ago, which is we have three branches of government. One's supposed to write laws, one's supposed to sign them into law, and one's supposed to confirm whether they're legal or not. And what we're doing, and what the presidents have done now for a long time, is funnel all of that power to the executive. So for
and now the left is freaking out because the executive was their god when it was a Democrat or a Republican they controlled. Now they're totally freaked out because they've transferred all the power to the executive, and now they're completely freaked out by Trump.
Exactly. So then what's the answer to that? The answer isn't, oh, it's only okay when it's your guy. So
no, transfer power back to the states, back to the Congress, and back to the people. But Trump's actually trying to get them to do a health care bill. They don't even want to do it. Congress is the worst group. I mean, there's no doubt that they literally just want to pass authority on and just be lazy.
Yes, you're 100% right. That's the answer. The answer is return to what our founders wanted, which was limited federal control. If you don't like Trump, and there are many reasons not to like him, if you don't like him, the answer isn't to try to upend democracy, to try this hashtag resistance, and to literally try to impeach. What are you saying? You want to impeach him, and then we'll impeach Pence, and then we're going to install Hillary or a Democrat? I mean, what are you actually—
By the way, they even talk about disconnect, Dave Rubin. No. The Alex Jones Show, folks, if you just tuned in. Again, Dave Rubin of the Dave Rubin Report on YouTube, a hit show, formerly with the Young Turks, the Young Turks, as I call them. Where does this go from that point? Because they're trying to say the state's God. Now, exactly, they want to remove Trump. But then they actually say, Michael Moore said, we want to install Hillary back in, who's like a walking dead zombie, incredibly corrupt. Nobody wants the Bushes. Nobody wants the Clintons. What's the elite thinking? If they'd have run some half-decent person, they would have beaten Trump. Again, they're so entitled, not just the grassroots of the left, but the elite of it are just crazy.
Well, think about what Michael Moore said. I mean, really, you have to take everything as before we said there's no bottom with the left. Well, every time that anyone gives you a fact, you have to take it to where they
use the word install.
Right. Okay. So let's just say we impeach Trump, we get rid of Pence, the whole administration goes down. Somehow, I don't think there's any legal way we could do it, but somehow we install Hillary as president, or just any Democrat. We grab Biden's old bones. He's now president. Well, what's the next step? The next step is you would basically be saying we now have to go to war with Russia because they installed a puppet president in the United States. So if that happens, guaranteed, we go to war with Russia. I can tell you right now, I don't want to go to war with Russia. I see no reason to go to war with Russia.
I was about to say, if Russia was expanding, threatening us, Russia can barely stabilize itself. Clearly, China and Islam, radical Islam, are the existential threats.
Yeah, well, look, 4 years ago, what happened, it was about 5 years ago now in that debate when Barack Obama said to Mitt Romney, after he said that Russia's our biggest geopolitical foe, Obama said, I want you want the 80s foreign policy back. Now, obviously, there is some stuff going on with Russia, and we have to treat that, we have to be transparent about it and figure out what's going on here, really. But the bigger point is that if you give these protesters, if you give them what they want, it really is dismantling of democracy.
I agree. So let me ask you this. They believe their bullying and intimidation is going to work. I don't see that happening. The Democrats, 5 years ago, they would have delivered, probably put the Republicans out of business except for a regional group in the South. I think they were right. Now they're the party that lost almost all the state houses, the governorships, the House, the Senate. And it's a total collapse, as Steve Bannon has said. If they deliver on prosperity and kind of a populist conservatism, but are also inclusive, which Trump's doing, his whole family, a lot of them are liberals, but real liberals, it's going to break the back of the collectivists. So where do they go? I mean, let me ask Dave Rubin, a smart guy that's joining us right now. What are the different paths? You know, kind of like choose your own adventure novels, working in like three ways. What are the different avenues we're going down here?
Well, first off, just to your point about Trump's family, I had Donald Trump Jr. on my radio show a couple of years ago, way before, Trump was running for president. I was on the OutQ channel, the LGBT channel on Sirius XM, because that's where they threw me as a gay person, even though I wanted to do politics, but that's fine.
The left does that, where like they pigeonhole you and say who you are, because exactly.
Yeah. So I had Donald Trump Jr. on his dad. This is way before his dad's running for president. And we asked him about gay marriage, and he said at the time, he said that he, Donald Trump Jr., was 100% for it. He said, I know my dad is not for it. This is a couple of years ago. He said, my dad is not for it, but my dad has always taught us to say what we think and believe what we believe. And I thought that's a pretty good mark of a person. And by the way, I've been trying to explain to my friends on the left for quite some time now that the idea that Trump is anti-gay is insane. Not only is he a lifetime New Yorker who obviously was surrounded by plenty of gay people, he got a standing ovation at the RNC at the acceptance speech when he mentioned gay rights. He had Peter Thiel as one of his good buddies, his closest confidants right now, who's openly gay, obviously. And Peter Thiel was at the RNC, said, I'm a proud gay man, got a standing ovation for it. And what did Trump do? He also, protect the LGBT workplace.
Well, exactly. And some right-wingers people say, this is horrible, don't do this. The point is, the left has groups they think they own creating all the hate and making us all hate each other when there's no reason to do that. And it's a cult. So Trump is unifying the country. That's what we need.
So, Alex, this is a great point also, because I know that just by appearing here with you, I am going to get a pretty decent level of hate. People are going to say, oh, you're with Alex Jones, and they'll send me videos of you screaming, and they're going to say, hey,
out of context stuff.
Right. So, be that as it may, they're just going to, a certain amount of people they're not going to listen to anything we said. They're not going to counter any of the ideas. They're just going to throw hate. And that is for those of us that actually, whether we agree or disagree politically, but for those of us who want a better country based in our own ability to build a better society.
We need to start talking to each other.
Yeah, we got to start talking to each other.
Exactly. That's what the colleges used to be, was an open discussion. Now they're the most uninclusive place. How did we come here? Final segment with our guest, then John Rappaport coming up. I'm Alex Jones.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath. In the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 9-
920 Machine, and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920 Machine or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Central. Look, whether you like people that are Islamic or whether you like people that are Orthodox Jews or, you know, Orthodox Hindus, whatever, there are groups that are nice and aren't violent. There are groups that are. But when you look at Islam, it's like 1,000 to 1 any other group that's violent. Every once in a while, is there some Christian does something? Yeah. Is there some, you know, in the name of the Christianity? So I don't say all this to attack Islam. Islam has been completely radicalized. It's been absolutely turned into this weapon. And then the left. And I was, kind of late to coming to the fact that Islam was so out of control. I didn't want these wars, any of it, because I knew it would actually stir it up. But now this alliance with the left, it's too much. But it's the same thing. People that want to sit there and bash people for their sexual preferences or whatever because it makes them feel good. I don't really ever hear that or see that. I've heard that some growing up, but very rarely. The left wants to exaggerate all that to make groups feel bad so they can go be in the globalist leftist cult. And that's why being inclusive is so important, folks. Now, once the left is inclusive, they add 100 new genders to imaginary stuff, so you can never be inclusive enough. It's kind of like adding new versions of a video game to where it's basically unwinnable. But it's just going into total insanity, and Trump's doing the right thing. I don't like the fact he's supporting this health care bill. I think it's better than Obamacare, but not what we said. We want to repeal. And I think Trump's letting us have a debate on that. But overall, I would have rooted for Obama if he was trying to turn our jobs back on and stuff. I mean, I don't want to fight Republicans or Democrats or anybody. I really want prosperity in the future for my children. Dave Rubin, where do you see this world going? Closing comments.
Yeah. Well, first off, I checked my Twitter during the break there. People are telling me I got to ask you about these gay frogs. Is there anything I need to know real quick?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, they take clips out where I covered a BBC article where they said they would drop gay bomb pheromones on the Iraqis. And then I said, I didn't say it was really gay frogs. I said there's these estrogen mimickers that are causing asexuality, all sorts of confusion in species across the board. I know there's always been gay people forever. And I said that in a larger rant. And then they attacked me about gay frogs. And then I yelled about the gay frogs. I mean, look, 2 weeks ago they had Colbert cut a clip saying, I'm anti-gay. No, I said in the clip, I'm not anti-gay. It's not like I'm hiding what I say on air. They're so deceptive now, Dave, that it's just reached a new level.
That's a great point also, because what's happening now is there's a gajillion people watching this, and a certain amount just hate, right? They just hate. So all they want to do is wait for the moment they can selectively edit something I say, selectively edit something you say, take a question from you and put in a different response from me. And then they get that. They spread that around. People retweet it. They go, look how crazy these people are. And then we have to spend time cleaning up the mess. And that's mentally exhausting.
But the good news is people that do that get discredited, and people know where. It's like Fox News played a clip where I said Hillary was killing kids in a basement. I said Hillary killed kids by funding radical Islam that sold girls into sex slavery. The clip clearly says it at the front and the back, but they took it out of context and said, I said it was happening in a pizza place.
But, Alex, this is why conversation, this is why exactly doing what we're doing right now is the most important thing there is, because most people want to live their life. They don't care how you live their life as long as they live. You live your life, they live their life. It really is as simple as that. And when we can get to that, you find it very easy. Even right now on my show over the last couple of weeks, and I hope you'll come on in when next time you're in L.A.
Sure.
But, I found it now easy to build bridges with guys that 5 years ago I would have said I could never sit down with, guys firmly conservative.
Isn't that the internet, though? I think that's why terms left and right are becoming obsolete.
Yeah.
We're all finding out how much we're like each other.
Yes, and how beautiful is that? And that's why silencing the people on the internet is the scariest thing. So you've talked a little bit before about, some of the things that are happening right now. I did an interview about 3 weeks ago with Fleming Rose. He was the editor of the Danish newspaper that printed the Muhammad cartoons,
yes.
10 years or so. This guy is a free speech absolutist. He doesn't have an iota of hate in his body. I spoke with him at UCLA that same evening at a perfectly peaceful event, which was great. YouTube demonetized our video.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't. There was no hate. There was no racism.
Dave, we're out of time, but come back soon. We come to Austin in April. Please come see us. I'm going to come back the fourth hour. Great point. Yeah, free speech is under attack, folks, so support it. They think they can bully us. They think they can win. They're not going to win. We'll be back with the fourth hour. Thank you, Dave. All right, I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Spread that link. They're trying to censor it.